Good morning, it's Phil from socialhikingshowadventure.com. I just wanted to do a quick boo about ViewRanger Buddy Beacon in aeroplane mode on Android phones. And this was after a question from Peter, who is Munro277, I think, on Twitter, about using aeroplane mode and whether or not that means that you can't do live sharing. And this only applies to Android, because on iPhone, when you switch into airplane mode, GPS gets turned off as well. So that's not a very useful thing for outdoor use. For Android, as long as you have the send old positions setting in ViewRanger switched on, what you can do is you can switch on your Buddy Beacon to ping every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, and then put your phone in airplane mode. And what will happen is that Buddy Beacon ViewRanger will try and send the beacon. It can't because there's no data, so it will cache it. It will store it in the app. What that means you can do is when you're in signal, so if you're on top of a hill or you're having lunch and you happen to think you might have signal, you can switch off aeroplane mode, allow ViewRanger to send a beacon. So if you've got an update rate of every minute, then within a minute it will send it. If not, you can just, if you've got it like 10-15 minutes and you don't know when it's sending it, you can just send a manual position, which will also send all the cached beacons. So ViewRanger will update your live social hiking map with the data up until that point, and then you can just pop your phone back into aeroplane mode and it will carry on storing them whilst you're continuing walking. And likewise, if you're going to share a photo, you know, if you're on top of a peak and you want to take a picture of the trig point and you want to share it on Instagram, then you just switch your phone out of aeroplane mode, take the photo, share it to Instagram, and in the meantime, behind the scenes, ViewRanger will have updated via Buddy Beacon your map. The important thing to remember is that you need to make sure that you send a manual beacon at the end of your walk, because the moment you switch off the ViewRanger app, all those stored cache beacons get deleted and disappear. So make sure that you have signal and that you're able to do that at the end of your walk. I hope that answers your question, Peter, and I hope that's useful to other people. Have a good weekend, or enjoy the weekend, unless it's gone. Have a good Sunday, and I will speak to you all soon. Bye for now.